Senate Republicans are taking one final shot at replacing the Affordable Care Act. The latest version, Graham Cassidy, seeks to do three major things. First, it seeks to roll back the coverage expansion under the Affordable Care Act. That is, it seeks to roll back the Medicaid expansion, and it eliminates subsidies for insurance marketplaces. It also would eliminate, or at the very least give states the opportunity to eliminate, major insurance regulations that came out of the Affordable Care Act. This includes essential health benefits, that is, the requirement for insurers to cover things like prescription drugs and maternity care. And it also allows insurers to charge people with pre-existing conditions more. For pregnant women, that would amount to more than $17,000 in surcharges every year. And finally, Graham Cassidy seeks to dramatically restructure the Medicaid program, the program for America's poor. It seeks to restructure it by turning it from an entitlement to a per capita cap. This means that the federal government would not provide an open-ended commitment to the health care of the poor, but would put a strict upper limit on what it would be willing to spend.